Do some trash.
Trash with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay. Well, let's hear your story first. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Great story from Mark Evans, bass player, ex-bass player of AC/DC. Mark Evans, he played bass on TNT, High Voltage, Dirty Deeds, Let There Be Rock. He was in the band from 75 to 77. And there's a podcast episode that he's on called Let There Be Talk. You know, Let There Be Rock, Let There Be Talk. Well, on January 17th, he started recounting an incident that took place back in the 70s, mid-70s, when AC/DC is on tour with Black Sabbath. AC/DC opening for Black Sabbath. And he got in the morning that Malcolm Young knocked out Geezer Butler, knocked him out cold. And I guess Geezer Butler was famous for having knives. He fancied knives ever since he was a little kid. And so one night in the bar, according to Ultimate Guitar, Geezer Butler's sitting there having a drink, and he's playing with his knife. And Malcolm Young comes up to him and says, "Hey, you know, you think you're all tough with that knife and everything." Well, Malcolm said he had a trick of getting knives away from people. And so Malcolm, the guy's, Geezer's messing with the knife and, you know, just kind of talking some BS. And Malcolm takes the knife from him, and he's like, "Now what are you going to do? Like, you're not so bad now, you don't got that knife," or whatever. And then he gave the knife back to Geezer. Well, Geezer had some choice words for him or something. So the next morning, they're driving to the somewhere, and they go by the hotel, and he says, "You got to stop by the hotel." And Malcolm goes into the lobby where he runs into Ozzy, and Ozzy says, "You know, what are you doing here?" And he says, "I got into this thing with Geezer last night." And Malcolm says, "You know, I mean," Ozzy says to him, "Geezer, don't worry about that. Don't let that bother you." Well, he went and found Geezer and punched Geezer in the face.
Really?
Yeah, he knocked Geezer out cold. Said, "Don't you ever pull a knife on me." And he said, Geezer owned up to it later, and he said, "You know, it really wasn't that big of a deal. I was just flicking my knife around. Nobody got hurt. We were having a drink together. I was just playing with my knife. He ended up taking it from me, and we had some words."
Okay.
But they got kicked off. The AC/DC got kicked off the Black Sabbath tour.
Because of the knife.
Because Malcolm knocked out Geezer Butler.
All right. Let me tell you about the Pearl Jam. We talked about this yesterday, earlier this week. We talked about this Pearl Jam tribute band that was given a cease and desist by Pearl Jam. Because the tribute band calls itself Pearl Jam. But they spell the jam with an extra M. J-A-M-M. And they've put it out. They've had some kind of merchandising with their name on it. And Pearl Jam said, no more of that. You can't do that. That's too close to our thing. So they issued them a cease and desist. The band has now changed their name to Legal Jam. The band released a statement saying, "A name does not define us. We do what we do out of love and respect for Pearl Jam. We have always been clear that we will yield to Pearl Jam's demands, and equally clear that our disappointment was only ever of the timing and manner in which those demands were made. We are proud to announce our new name, Legal Jam, which we thought would be fitting and under which we will continue to perform the music of Pearl Jam in the most heartfelt and authentic way." All right, and then the Rolling Stones. You know, they got a store now, Rolling Stones. Or they still have it, a boutique store in London. And I thought they were going to do one in New York. Maybe it was just a pop-up store. So they're really, they've always been into their merchandising, but they're being more aggressive now that the band is idle.
One of the most iconic logos in all of rock and roll.
So what they're doing now is they're putting out some candy bars. Two candy bars are going to be released next week. A milk chocolate bar, which will be called Brown Sugar. And a dark chocolate bar, which will be called Cherry Red, after the line, "And you can't always get what you want." And you can get them on the band's website. You wouldn't have to go to London to the store there, to the boutique store there, and get them. You can go to the Stones website beginning on Monday for those limited edition candy bars from the Rolling Stones.
Do they have, and what are the, and so those are the two names they use?
Those are the ones that they use from their song titles. I was kind of going through them all. There aren't a lot of great possibilities there.
Chocolate Under My Thumb.
Yeah, brown sugar might be the best one that they have. What about ain't if it's good enough, ain't too proud to beg? Oh, Brad and John Gasson.